The case of the missing fundamental casts an interesting sidelight on timbre. Let's consider three pure tones, 400, 600, and 1,000 hertz. There are three distinct pitches, since each tone has its own pitch. Now let's see what happens when all three are sounded together. The pitch of the combination is not that of the 400, the 600, or even the 1,000 Hz tone. Neither is it a mixture or average of the three. Rather, what we hear is the pitch of a 200 Hz tone. Now, what is so significant about a 200 Hz frequency? Let's look closely at this. One clue is that 400 and 600 are 200 Hz apart. Also, 600 and 1,000 are twice 200 Hz apart. Everything comes together and is understandable if these three tones are considered as harmonics of a 200 Hz fundamental. Thus, the pitch of the combination turns out to be that associated with a 200 Hz fundamental, which isn't there at all. The ear-brain-auditory system has it all figured out that only a fundamental of 200 Hz makes sense of these three tones considered as harmonics. In summary, we have considered certain aspects of loudness, pitch, and timbre, which are subjective characteristics of sound. There are no instruments for direct measurement of these dimensions of sound. The responses of many people in a psychoacoustic type of test are the only way to quantify these factors. Sound pressure level is a physical correlate for loudness, but the two terms may not be equated. In a similar way, frequency is a physical correlate for pitch and spectrum is a physical correlate for timbre. But it is imperative that we do not confuse the physical stimulus with the psychoacoustical response.